Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Wednesday morning to you and yours. Thank you for finding the Cook and Joe Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. No Joe again today. He's off until Friday on vacation, frolicking like the rich do in Marco Island, my paradise. I'm sure Joe's having a good time. I'm sure he'll rub it in my face when he gets back on Friday. He's that kind of a guy, but seriously, a well-deserved rest for him. Hope he is having a great time. It looks like the weather is spectacular down there, and certainly the Gulf Coast of Florida is just spectacular. So I'm talking sports with you. My name is Ron Cook. I'll be with you all the way up until 2 o'clock. We got a lot of ground to cover. Pirates looking pretty bad last night. Couldn't hit, couldn't pitch. Another bad start, I thought, for Chris Archer. He thought it was a step in the right direction. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. They're back in action tonight, not in the best of circumstances. Montana Darapu is going to get the start, closer, opener, whatever you want to call him. It's going to be another challenging night for Clint Hurdle and the Pirates bullpen. They just couldn't do anything against Marquez last night. Bad defense to a degree. They botched a rundown play. Home run hit off of Brian Reynolds' glove in left field. Would have been a spectacular catch, but hit off his glove and ended up going into the stands. And then in the fourth inning, Archer lost his control. Eight consecutive balls. Walked two guys. Gave up a two-run, two-out triple to Charlie Blackmon. And that was basically it. The Pirates lose 5-0. We're going to talk to Bob Walk at 1 o'clock. I want to get his take, his update on what he thought of Chris Archer last night. The Pirates continue to struggle at home for some reason. Now they're 9-10 at home, 15-11 on the road, but only 9-10 at home, and they've had some real dog games here, going back to the last one before the one last night when Hunter Pence hit the grand slam after Michael Felice walked three guys. A real tough loss to Texas, but they bounced back on the trip. They played much better on the road, went 7-4. In St. Louis, Arizona, and San Diego, and then come home last night and drop the first of this six-game homestand. They got the Dodgers coming in here this week, and they're 32-17. Be nice to see the Pirates take two out of three from the Rockies, but that would entail winning tonight with a bullpen by committee. And then tomorrow, you got to like their chances. Jordan Lyles, the way he has been pitching, has been spectacular. We know who the Stanley Cup final is. It doesn't start until we're all much older people. I don't think it starts until Monday. But St. Louis took care of its business last night. Game six against an injury-depleted San Jose team, 5-1. A couple former Penguins, key players for St. Louis. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Other stuff going on in sports for sure we're going to get to. But I wanted to start with the Steelers. Yesterday's OTAs, the first day. We talked extensively about what Ben Roethlisberger had to say yesterday. Apologizing to Antonio Brown. I thought it was totally unnecessary on his fault. I put the blame on what happened in that ugly divorce on Antonio, not on Ben. But Ben took the high road. I guess that's what I expected him to do. But I really didn't think it was necessary. Speaking of Antonio, he wasn't a part of the OTAs in Oakland yesterday. Caught a few people by surprise. I don't think it's a big deal because he has been at the Oakland facility during the off-season workouts quite regularly, I was told, but did not show up for the first organized team activities. I don't think anybody there is really fretting about it too much. They certainly have a lot more issues to deal with Antonio than whether he shows up for the first day of organized team activities. You might remember last year with the Steelers, he showed up for the first one. Ben showed up for the first one. Ben didn't show up for the second. Antonio did, and then neither one of them was seen the rest of the 10 OTAs period. Ben saying yesterday that he will be at every OTA session this year. Thinks it's important. He's got new wide receivers to work in, new teammates to work with. I have to think some of the stuff in the offseason, the question his leadership had something to do with that. He's going to be there for all the OTAs, And I think that's only a good thing. The general theme that came out of OTAs yesterday at Steelers headquarters was a lot of love and brotherhood. And I'm going to talk to Ed Bouchette after the 10:20 update here. Ed for The Athletic, see what his take is on how things went yesterday. And if he's buying this, we're closer than we've ever been. It seems like, I guess somebody asked Cam Hayward or Ramon yesterday, you know, they kind of closing ranks after the tumultuous offseason that they had in general and Ben had in particular. And I guess they agreed. They're saying we've never been closer. This whole thing's going to bring us closer. Ben has said that all along. We'll see. I want to find out. I didn't hear exactly if everybody was on hand yesterday. Who might have missed? I didn't see that reported anywhere. We'll see who's there again this morning. Everybody's watching Devin Bush here, the number one draft choice. I think the most anticipated draft choice to come to town since Ben Roethlisberger way back in 2004. He might go to Troy the year before that. People eager to see what he's going to be doing. I guess he got some time split with the first-team defense yesterday. Vince Williams worked with them. Mark Barron worked with them. It was kind of an alternating basis. I still think Devin Bush will be the starting linebacker in New England on opening day, and I think he'll be calling the signals. I think the Steelers traded up for him for a reason, and I wouldn't be surprised if first day of training camp he's installed as the number one inside linebacker calling the signals. Although in this day and age of packages and they're going to have different guys on the field in different circumstances. They signed Mark Barron for a reason. They brought him in, give him some decent money. You know, they're going to have a lot of packages, a lot of hybrid linebackers slash safeties. I can't wait to see what they do with Terrell Edmonds. I think that's going to be fun to watch. What they do with Bush, I think, is going to be real interesting. I do expect him to play, start and play an awful lot. Whatever Steven Nelson does, they need him to pick it up. They need the secondary, the whole team to force more turnovers, to come up with more interceptions. Certainly last year the Steelers had their share of sacks. They got a lot of pressure on the quarterback, but they couldn't turn that into turnovers. And I think that's something that has to change. They got to get more turnovers and are counting on these additions to their team, whether it be Barron, whether it be Nelson, whether it be number one pick Devin Bush, and Bush, whether it be the new cornerback they brought in, Lane. They need to get the ball more for their offense, and certainly that would behoove their chances of winning. Going to talk to Ed Bouchette about all this at 10:25, then get into some Pirates talk, get into some Stanley Cup talk. Bob Walk due to join me at 1 o'clock. I can't wait to hear what he thought about Archer last night, what you thought about Archer. But we're talking Steelers right now. We're going to talk to Ed here right after the Hagman up, Eric Hagman up there. I think Hagman's in at 10:20 for Colony, maybe Colony. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We are just getting started. We got a long way to go. Ed Bouchette is next, and then we're going to talk some Pirates as they get ready to game two of a six-game homestand. Colorado in town tonight with a losing record. I think they're 21-25 now. But they got a pretty good hitting lineup, starting with Arenado in the middle, Blackman at the top. And they did damage to Chris Archer last night. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But next up, Ed Bouchette. I'll be right back. Thank you for finding me on this really now turning into a pretty Wednesday morning. A lot of radio choices out there. I appreciate you having your radio tuned in to 93.7 The Fan.